That I am asking, I'm thanking you very much.
Thank you.
I would like to introduce Mirza Kopic and Marvin Beckers for their talk, Building Heroes, Platform Mesh, Cloud Native APIs, Multi-Platform, Multi-Provider Integration, and Digital Sovereignty. And also ask you the microphone.
Oh, sorry. Perfect.
Ready to start? Okay. Thank you all for attending today our presentation. My name is Mirza Kopic. I'm from SAP, and with me I have Marvin Beckers from Kubernetes. Today we would like to talk to you about building a European platform mesh. One thing I want to make clear is that this is not a corporate donation. It is actually supported by European funding. It is at its core open source, and you can even say an altruistic approach. Now, just let's get started at the current issue that we have. So we see in the current cloud infrastructure a lot of silos. We have vertical silos that are locked in with APIs and specific toolings. Each provider builds their own closed environments, and we see that a bit of as a problem. But fundamentally, there is actually some other conflicts that already exist, primarily between the software ecosystems and the infrastructure ecosystems. They are at a conflict. The software always wants to be flexible and mobile for consumers' needs, whereas the infrastructure always aims for a specific lock-in. You are tied to a specific provider, you're tied to a specific runtime, you're tied to a specific control. However, the vision that we want to pay it forward is as we're looking at a multi-provider cloud edge continuum, a mesh, if you like, where providers expose their capabilities through initial and unified interfaces. This allows also a shift of workloads between different providers, where you can then maintain consistent functionality. So let's have a quick look at the current picture of how it would be with a consumer and multiple providers. You are targeting a custom provider integration. You have complexity that increases exponentially, especially as you add more providers. And this is because each provider has an opinionated service and platform APIs. This ultimately results in lock-ins through those specific opinionated APIs. No common language exists between each providers and these platforms. In the end, it is down to the consumer to do the heavy lifting. They need to then bridge these gaps between those providers. Ultimately, though, that is not the only problem. The same old problem also exists inside a platform itself. You see that modern platforms combine many specialized services vertically, and then combine these with REST APIs and glue them together to create these different components in the platform. Generally, there is a management interface that binds these diverse components into a cohesive platform, but there's already a common component in most of those. And that is that cloud native has already changed the landscape, and open source foundations are driving that change. They use paradigms that are driven by open source in today's platform specifically. Managed service providers, as an example, can use these as well as consumers. Therefore, there is no need to invent something completely new. We do not want to bring you another thing that you have to do. It is already in those platforms and exists in your stacks as well. And this transformation has happened already. To break down the barriers, to enable flexibility with an interconnected mesh. Using Kubernetes resource model as the standardized interface for digital services and binding them. This is not about container orchestration. It focuses on API standardization patterns by building on existing successful patterns. Using the Kubernetes resource model enables digital twins of these components in the mesh. You can even provide customer-facing control planes if you are a master service provider. that builds bridges between these ecosystems. And this platform mesh adopts a Kubernetes resource model to build a unified language, a lingua franca, where the service capability becomes a digital twin, a live declarative contract between what you get and what you want, bridging the gaps between the different cloud providers. Now, looking at today's view, the business in reality is that there are fragmentations, there are lock-ins, there are snowflakes. Teams must master multiple opinionated platform APIs. Each integration becomes a custom snowflake integration. Lock-in specific to the vendor is also a must then. These existing lock-ins need to be disrupted. Marvin? Yes.
All right, so how do we disrupt them? And how do we do that in an innovative way? How do we not bring in, as Mirza said, another standard? How do we start out with what we have in modern IT architecture already? So the Kubernetes resource model that Mirza mentioned, it is basically the low-level language of how you interact with Kubernetes. It defines how you interact with it, how you, in a very fundamental sense, order things from Kubernetes. But we just want to take this order interface, and we basically want to work on that. And in our vision, when we take that, service providers eliminate this custom layer, this, you know, all this glue that was necessary, and that that basically resulted in a very winner-takes-it-all kind of situation. Because at some point, the integration work was just too much, or is just too much, for consumer of digital services. So there's only a top few, at the top spot, that can basically be adopted, and then you run out of capacity to basically work with them. So now, if you look at this, and if providers of digital services, if they suddenly start to speak the same language, we eliminate all of that, a lot of that. And consumers have basically this the standard that they know, that they can speak to different service providers, and they have this common language, and they can send basically what we could define as order manifests of digital service instances, both to one provider and to another provider. Now, we have to be honest here, this is only the starting point. So this is a little bit how it looks on a technical level. And obviously, just speaking the same language doesn't mean that everyone is offering the same services. So going from a common language, we also, in the future, as a basically follow-up project, need to think about standardizing. You know, what kind of digital services are there to offer? How would you order them? What are the kind of parameters to order such a digital service? And this will require standardization bodies. Like, this is future work. This is something that will need to be worked on. But our point here is that without a common language, the standardization cannot happen. So we first need to basically have the same words to talk about something, and then we can define, okay, I want to basically sit down together and we can speak in that common language and offer this kind of standard for ordering digital services. And only with a common language you have a high fidelity in such standards. So basically making sure that the order interface that you offer is really something that is useful to consumers and to providers alike. So basically what we're doing here is we are taking, and there was this nice animation earlier, we basically take a standard that is already there, often buried deep within an IT architecture, and we bring it to the top. So, and that allows us to have an intrinsic order interface between providers, and that also means that we can think about data transfer. We can think about this kind of, regulations that are either already there or up and coming, and that require providers to have portability. And this common language can enable that. All right, let's walk quickly through some cases. And What the case that we would like to make is that this is already happening. Within technology, there is already this movement called internal developer platforms, also called platform engineering. And this is basically how IT organizations, modern IT organizations, are building out their own internal platforms. So if you look at this and at our proposal, how this should look like, an internal IT organization, well, it has users. And in the platform, it would get an account. You can think of that like you've seen maybe this already with every kind of multi-tenancy system. But basically, the internal users, they would send an order in. And that order would basically go to a specific team of service providers within an organization. And basically, through that, this order is translated to an order from different service providers within the organization. Because there's a higher level service that is being offered that translates to lower level services also offered. So service providers also become service consumers. So we're just going to work through this quickly because I want to show you something else and we don't have that much time. So now we're getting into buying versus building. So of course you can build this internally, but how can what we want to propose help you with building, with integrating and with creating a new kind of market? So basically, if you think about the scenario, I'm sending in an order, and basically there is an MSP, managed service provider, and that managed service provider is sitting outside, but it offers the same kind of APIs, the same kind of language. And because of that, there is ability to bind into that provider, to bring that provider in. And because of that, a digital twin model can help us and basically say, okay, I order from the MSP a specialized service, and that specialized service will allow me to basically order that through the MSP, and the MSP can focus on its business objectives. And we believe that this is good for providers as well, because providers will basically be able to sell to many, because they have very little overhead when stepping into the market. And the open source community, and specifically the cloud native ecosystem, which Kubernetes and many other things are part of, will provide benefits to service providers and to service consumers, because they allow them to basically have SDKs, have integrations, all of that for free. And all of that, same for every provider, so providers can focus on their core objectives. So, to wrap this up, we think that there's a different market possible, a market where there's lateral movement between providers and cooperation, and all of that through a common language and through protocols that can help us basically define this multi-provider cloud edge continuum. And I think I'm out of time. So.
Just in time.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
I just want to mention also quickly that there's a new foundation that's also being started as part of Linux Foundation Europe, NeoNephos, and this is where most of the cooperation then goes into them. Thank you.
Sure. It's from
1930.
Okay. Thank you very much. The next talk, and if I can already ask Alexandros here.